Welcome to Palcast, your creator national podcast.
God Network News, episode 137. Welcome, GNN fans, to another episode of God Network News, the podcast that tells you what God's doing around the world. Not what CNN tells you, but what GNN tells you is going on in the world. If you're tired of listening to all of that crisis network news and you want to hear what God's doing, well, give us a listen. Welcome back, and welcome to all of our new listeners to God Network News. You heard the explanation at the beginning of this episode, what God Network News is all about. But we are really excited to be able to go to these places around the world, my wife Carol and I, to meet these incredible people who have sacrificed so much for the Lord Jesus, to share the gospel with people who have never heard of Jesus before. Yes, there are many that have never heard of Jesus before. If you come from a fairly Christian country or a traditionally Christian country, you may not be aware of the fact that there are many who've never heard the name of Jesus, certainly have never heard the story of Jesus. They don't know that there is a Savior that can save them from their sins, that can release them and transform their lives and their families' lives and give them eternal life. There's not many people out there in some of these countries that have ever heard of this great news, this good news. So we here at God Network News love to travel the world and bring you these incredible stories. You might not be able to go to all these places. You might not have friends working in these areas, but we, our team at God Network News, is well equipped to be able to bring you these stories. These are all true stories. This is not made up. This is not fake news. This is real news about what God is doing. As many of us are filled with anxiety over all kinds of crazy things that are going on around the world, we know, those of us that are believers, that we stand on a solid rock, Jesus Christ. He is the same today, yesterday, forever, and we can depend on Him. And certainly these are all stories, and the story we're going to share with you today from Philip will be another example of this. So put your trust in Jesus and let your faith be filled and strengthened by this wonderful story from our brother Philip. Hello, God Network News fans. Once again, listeners and all you new listeners, we have another exciting story from Africa, from our brother Philip, and the amazing things that he and the people that have come to the Lord are doing in this wonderful movement of people who've come from a Muslim background and now love Jesus and are spreading His word all over their country and amongst their people. So, Philip, you were telling us a bit more about the movement and how it's so big you've had to split into different parts, and tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, that's very true, because the movement is too big. And for us, as the team, we can't go everywhere ourselves. Mm. So we need to multiply ourselves. So we started multiplying the leaders, and we divide them into regions, like the where they are coming from.
Okay.
And what we do, like this area, we have a team. This area, we form a team. This area, we form a team. Because we don't want the movement to look to us as their leaders.
Oh, I see.
Because
yeah,
we
yeah.
are not their leaders. Mm. Jesus is the head of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And they must learn to trust God than to trust us.
That's right.
We are there to multiply leaders, to lead the church. We can help where we're supposed to help, but we leave to this work to the local people.
Right.
That they can do it themselves. Mm-hmm. If they need advice, we go and train them according to where they are, instead of us going to every group.
That's
we
good.
Don't visit every group. Mm-hmm. We visit leaders right now because that's our key, and we want to help them to understand what is happening and what is about the movement.
Yeah, that's right.
And through this, we have seen like one of our disciples, God is using him. He has been praying for the people. Yeah. Sometimes this guy don't even afraid. He can go to imams when they are sick, just to say, can I pray for you? And even he's not afraid to say, I want to pray in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is a healer.
Yeah.
And he said, but why not Muhammad? He said, yes, Muhammad is a prophet, but Jesus is more than a prophet. He has got all powerful. He can heal you.
Yeah.
And he lay hands, and the miracle happens. Many, many people are getting healed.
Wow.
And one time I went there, I found the where he is staying, people at his place waiting to be prayed.
Is that right?
Yes, it was like a big
standing meeting. Standing in a line or
in
something.
The line,
wow.
Waiting for him to pray for them. Because they have seen miraculously, they have seen many people getting healed. God is using this guy.
Wow.
And he's really a good young man, which wow. God is using him a lot. He has got a family. But he's an amazing man.
That's fantastic. And then people, after they get healed, are they also coming to Jesus?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's like through this many, many movements. That's why you can see the movement has been spread, because God is using anything.
Mm.
He's using anything for healing. He's using anything to spread his own word.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the land is already ready, as I shared.
Yeah.
It's a matter of obeying. And it's not even difficult as we think.
Mm.
It's a matter of we are afraid to do something, to obey God. Obedience is difficult because we are fearful.
Yeah.
We can say with our mouth, but action is so difficult.
Yeah,
but
true.
The land is ready and the people want to hear. And these guys, the Islam, they are tired with religion.
Mm.
They want something new.
Mm.
And I have seen it through this guy.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's now, these guys are local people. They understand the culture, they understand everything.
Yeah.
So it's easy now for them.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So, Philip, if you were to ask for prayer, thinking about what things need to be prayed for, our audience, they like to pray for people and what God is doing amongst the unreached. So if there's some prayers that they could pray for you, what would be the most important prayers for your ministry?
Thank you so much. That's a good question. The first thing is to pray for the more workers to go and reach and reach the people groups, and also to pray for the leaders of this movement, because they are local people now, and we want to see them reaching each other, That's very important. And also to see that the enemy will not get in and start to teach you something else.
Right, the enemy. So
you
might want to bring deception or
something. Yeah, deception
confusion.
And things like that, confusion. So he can pray for that. God will really help them.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray for protection.
Yeah.
Because the work which you are doing is the difficult one, and we always face some challenges.
Yeah.
And sometimes people, I remember once they break our house, not because they want to steal, but because someone came to the Lord and he gave his life to the Lord. And right now, as I'm sharing, there's a family staying with us because the whole family, the village has been rejecting them.
Oh.
Nobody is there and to take care for them. And as you know, it's a Muslim area, and nobody can look after them. So we took a challenge to look after them. They have got one child, and the wife is pregnant. They really require support and prayers.
Yeah.
That God will really protect him, that he can experience love.
Yeah.
That's what we are doing, to show him that in Christianity is not only talking about love, but showing love.
That's right.
You're listening to God Network News Podcast with your host, Cal Curtis. Look up our website at godnetworknews.com.
So we are staying with that family. So please pray for that family.
Yeah.
That they will really, and even the parents of them, they will come to a place of understanding.
Yeah, that's
good. And the importance of believing in Christ.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
And how about for you? How about for your family and for your personal life? Is there something we can be praying for?
Yes. You know, we have children. I have a family and the kids. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, in the life of the bush, it's not easy. We pray for the support.
Yeah.
That we can manage to send our kids to school. Well, yeah. Sometimes it has been a challenge. I'm a missionary, but you find my kids are sent back home because I did not manage to pay school fees. So please pray for us that God will open more doors that I can manage to pay my kids' school fees, because my two kids are in university, so it's a bit expensive, and one girl is in a secondary school. So all requires a lot of money.
Yeah.
So please pray for us that we will manage to find money to always paying school fees for my kids, and protection really for my family, because I wanted to see them grow in the
field. That's good. That's good.
Yes.
And so, God Network News fans, I will get a contact email or some contact information for Brother Philip, and we will put that in the show notes, so that if God speaks to your heart to give financially or to commit to be praying regularly for him and his family, you can write them and find out more information how to help them and their family. So we'll get a secure email or something that you can contact them. Yeah, thank you so much, Brother Philip. It's been great hearing these stories and hearing the amazing things that God is doing. And God Network News listeners, this brother, Philip, is so humble. He's such a humble guy. If you met him, you would never know the amazing miracles and things that God has done through him. And there will be literally hundreds of thousands of Muslims that will greet him in heaven and say, thank you for the work that you did. I came to know Jesus because of you. And there are many young men like him. I call him a young man. out there that are working amongst unreached peoples, and we need to be lifting them up in prayer and helping them in any way that we can. And also, I would like my brother Philip to just give a bit of a challenge to you also. Maybe God is speaking to you. Maybe God wants you to be a missionary amongst unreached peoples somewhere. Maybe not in Africa, maybe somewhere else. But I'd like him to challenge you and to believe God, that God can use you too, like him.
Yeah, it's very true. You know, God has got a goal. In Africa, we believe that the last word is more important. That's why in Africa, we respect elderly people, because we believe they have got a powerful word. Mm. And the last word, which they normally say, we took it. So we are thinking about what the last word Jesus told us is go.
Go, yeah.
He told us to go all the world and make disciples to all nations.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to tell you, so many people are dying without hearing the gospel.
Mm.
And now the responsibility to go and make disciples, it requires you and me that we can go and make disciples.
Mm.
When we think about these many, many African countries, Islam countries, I can give Somalia, we need to go there and make disciples.
Yeah.
Kenya, we need to go there and make disciples.
Mm.
We think about many, many countries in Asia. We need to go there to preach the gospel. Many, many people are dying today without hearing the good news. It's our time. I'm asking you, it's our time. Let's go and make disciples. You know, God is ready. He's in front of us. He just sent us because he knows he's going there. So just let's go and make disciples to our nations. God is going to do it. We are just a tool. We are servant. We obey him. So delaying to obey is disobedience. So let's obey God and listen to him and go to make disciples to our nations. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Philip, Brother Philip. That is so true. What you say is so true. And be challenged and pray. Do something about what the need is amongst unreached peoples in the world.
Yes.
And pray, give, go. And like Brother Philip was saying, the last word Jesus said was go.
Yes.
And to his disciples, and that's the most important word. So go, whether it's across the street, but in our case, what we're asking is you to pray about going to the unreached. Maybe there's unreached in your country. People have never heard of Jesus before. Well, make sure that they don't die without hearing at least once about Jesus and his love and his salvation plan. So thank you so much, Brother Philip, for coming and sharing with us these few stories. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. God bless you.